Perhaps, Madam Speaker, he would like to tell me whether he has received the support of the 50 MPs who defied his front bench over Maastricht.
Madam Speaker, there's one very big difference. There's one very big difference. Yeah. Oh, no, there's one very big difference. I lead my party, he follows his. Isn't it extraordinary that the Prime Minister of our country can't even urge his party to support his own position? Yeah. Weak, weak, weak.
Yeah. I could go on. This is the University Challenge Fund they're cutting. 20 million out of that. Does he realise that means that Manchester University and the University of Manchester's Institute of Science and Technology, they'd lose 4.5 million? Bath and Bristol universities would lose almost 4 million, Cambridge 3 million, Imperial College in London 3 million, Cancer Research 3 million, Oxford 3 million, Queen's and Belfast 2 million. This is the money that he's going to take out, which is absolutely vital for the future of the country. Now, Mr. Speaker, people may know the game. I know my right honourable friend does, who wants to be a millionaire. So where will the cuts come? Will they come A, on health, B, on schools, C, on the police, D, on pensioners? There's not much point in asking the audience, because they don't know. He could always phone a friend, or even the Shadow Chancellor, and I'll help him with the answer. It would fall on schools, and on hospitals, and on the police, and on pensioners. And Mr. Speaker, if I can change TV programme for a moment, I know he's very keen on summing up policy in 6 words. Well, how about this? You are the weakest link, goodbye.
Always the same with this government. No one takes responsibility, no one apologises, no one resigns.
If he asks us what we will take responsibility for, I'll tell him what we'll take responsibility for. The strongest economy for decades with the lowest inflation and interest rates. The lowest unemployment in the Western world, 1.25 million extra jobs, the best ever primary school results the country's ever seen, more teachers, more nurses, and the record sustained investment in the National Health Service. And in addition, the minimum wage, banning handguns, banning landmines, extra money for aid and development, and constitutional reform. Yes, Mr. Speaker, there's a lot we can take responsibility for and be proud of.
The quiet man is here to stay, and he's turning up the volume.
He's shaking his head. That's what he's just said. I heard him say it.
I mean, I know he's a quiet man, but I heard that.
Let me say this to the Prime Minister. I intend, if elected, to serve a full term of office. Does he?
I have to say to the Right Honourable Gentleman that since I've been Prime Minister, it's not prime ministers that have gone, it's leaders of the opposition.
See, he's raised the issue of flip-flopping. I have with me a leaflet that has just been put out in the Dunfermline West Fife by-election. From one David Cameron, a letter. It says this: I'm a liberal conservative. Once divided, Conservatives from Liberal Democrats are now issues where we both agree, like Iraq. Is this the same man that 2 weeks ago told the Daily Telegraph, I am and always have been a conservative to the core of my being? Then 1 week ago, he's the heir to New Labour. And today he's a Liberal Conservative. I remember 12 years ago a Conservative government that had doubled crime. Yeah. Right. And if he's talking about hope, let me just tell him something about hope. Hope's not built on talking about sunshine any more than antisocial behaviour. Any more than antisocial behaviour is combated by love, in inverted commas. Hope is what a strong economy gives you. Yeah. Hope is what investment in the NHS and schools gives you. Hope are proper measures to tackle the long-term challenges. Hope, true hope, is about tough decision-making, and the Right Honourable Gentleman's never taken a tough decision in his life.